From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
More data on the economy. She's not pretty.
No. We've got those big labour market numbers today, and so I look forward to deciphering those tomorrow morning with you. But yeah, yesterday ANZ released their latest business outlook survey, and this is a pretty important barometer of the current mood of the business community. And yeah, at the last release, we sort of noted that the post-election bounce in sentiment was definitely waning, and this survey continues that theme. So reality is definitely biting out there. So look, sit yourself down, Mike. Here's the numbers. Headline business confidence fell 8 points to plus 15. It fell across every sector. Expected own activity fell 9 points to plus 14. So widespread falls there too. The retail sector is now in negative territory. And this one is important. Past own activity. What actually happened? A business is commenting on what happened, you know, recently in their business, dropped 13 points to minus 20. Now, it has the best correlation to GDP, and it has dropped sharply. Pricing intentions, important for the RBNZ, increased 2 points, so that's moving the wrong way. Inflation expectations did fall, but a very small fall, sitting at 3.76% now, so that's a positive. Just looking at some of the various other numbers, residential construction index, that fell from 7.4 to minus 8.6, so a bit negative there. Profit expectations fell from minus 3.8 to minus 9.8. So we roll all of this up, Mike. You have got a clear weakening in activity and profitability indicators. Cost pressures are also sort of clearly still persistent. There could be a couple of things feeding into that. The oil price has gone up recently. It tends to have a pervasive effect, doesn't it? Sort of feeds into everything. And recent move lower in the New Zealand dollar, that will have affected price of imports. So that could be all relevant in those cost pressures. So inflation is taking a while to subside, as evident in here, Mike. And lurking in the back of my mind is a comment that the RBNZ made at the last official cash rate review. They said they had limited tolerance to increase the time to achieve the inflation target while it's outside the band 1 to 3, and inflation expectations and pricing intentions remain elevated. Unfortunately, there is still evidence of that. Mike, it does look like, it feels to me like there's very little demand pressure out there. Mm-hmm. So that will translate into lower inflation eventually. I think higher interest rates are working, but you've got sort of tepid levels of GDP growth seem very likely. So all in all, Mike, you know, I almost feel like we've kind of got to not get into this narrative too much now, though, because it's kind of feels quite negative out there, and we sort of don't want it to
There's
be self-fulfilling.
And I'm
guilty of this. You get into this kind of sort of negative narrative, we've somehow got to break out of that.
Okay, well, buy me some lunch and we'll have some champagne. So across the Tasman, what are they doing at the shops?
Well, keeping an eye on the economic vibe internationally, retail sales across the Tasman starting to soften. So nominal retail sales over there fell 0.4% in March. The market was expecting a small rise, so quite sort of so contrary to expectations. So if you look at the whole first quarter over there, nominal retail sales increased by 0.2%. So that is pretty anemic, sort of mirroring this weak retail activity we're seeing in New Zealand. Here's a comparison. So that 0.2% for their first quarter pre-pandemic, it was averaging, the first quarter was averaging about 0.8%. So 0.8 down to 0.2. You can see how soft retail sales are. That's nominal number, Mike, so it doesn't factor in inflation. I assume population growth as well. So same story here in New Zealand. We've got households are rationing spending in response to cost of living pressures. They've got tax cuts coming on 1 July to sort of help the cost of living pressure. Now, there is a bit of payback in March over there, because in February retail sales were bolstered by the SWIFT effect. They had SWIFTonomics going on there. Some of that reversed in March. One little point of interest. There's been a bit of speculation over there. The RBA would start sort of thinking about or possibly mentioning the prospect of interest rate rises. I think this retail sales outcome should water down that speculation. So anyway, bring on the labour numbers, Mike, today.
Exactly. What are the other numbers? What have we got?
We got the US markets are a little bit down a little bit, sort of some wage pressure, some evident in the data over there overnight. Dow Jones is down 370 points, 38014. The S&P 500 down 37 points, 5078. That's about a 3/4% fall in the S&P 500. The NASDAQ down just over 1%, 15,808. Overnight, small move in the FTSE 100, 8144. The Nikkei yesterday gained 1.25%, 38405. Shanghai Composite was down 8 points, closed at 3104. The ASX 200 gained 0.35% yesterday, closing at 7664. And the NZX 50 also up 0.35%, 11,957. One Kiwi dollar on the wholesale markets will buy you 0.5905 US, so it's a bit lower, 0.9096 Aussie, 0.5527 euro, 0.4719 pounds, 93.03 Japanese yen, gold trading at $2,296, and Brent crude $87.84.
You have a great day, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.